Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batster. The business of America is small business. And I'm very, very happy to welcome Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and many other distinguished publications. Because right now, Wall Street is roaring, but there are doubts about the American economy, as there have been for the last many quarters. Where is the recession? Is this a bubble? We look to small business to answer some of these questions. We also look to the tariff story. Is it real? Is it going to bite? Gene, a very good evening to you. We begin with your experience in Nashville, Tennessee, a very hot town for transporting your business from California or other high tax states to Tennessee. You were there to visit with the people with the money, the bankers. What is their mood, Gene, now here at the edge of back to school? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, I spoke to a group of bankers from the Federal Home Loan Bank Association. These are bankers that are located in Ohio, Tennessee, and Kentucky. And, all of them serve small businesses. They are CEOs and senior executives at independent and community banks. So, you know, I hear from them. Remember, they're business owners, but also they're hearing from their customers as well. No one is reporting, again, any panic. It depends on the industry as to whether or not people are dealing with, tariff situations. Everybody's facing just this general sort of challenge of dealing with, higher prices. We just saw that the producer price index came out yesterday. You and I have talked about that for a long time as being, to me, the best gauge of where inflation is going. And the wholesale price index, or the producer price index, as it's called, did increase, which surprised some people. And actually, the increase was considered to be somewhat significant, now above 3%. And that's a leading indicator that consumer goods are going to, suffer that as well, because the producer price index is what people are paying for goods now. And then they make it and put it into products, which then gets sold to consumers over the next few months. And, a lot of those price increases are likely to come down to the consumer. So everybody in the room at this banking association, when I ask them about what their customers are telling them, everybody's still waiting to see the effects of tariffs. Everybody that runs a business knows that there has to be consequences from increasing prices of these goods and manufacturing costs, particularly when so much is relied on from overseas or brought in from overseas. And so, everybody is resigned to the fact that prices are going to go up. The small businesses are trying to figure out, how do we, do we just pass those price increases directly down to our customers, or is there other ways that we can mitigate those price increases? And I spoke for about 20 minutes of my over hour long presentation talking about and sharing some ways that business owners are mitigating tariff increases, bonded warehouses and finding alternative suppliers and targeted, increases, not just a general increase. And, the bankers can take that back to their own customers and hopefully advise them and give them help to make sure they're making the right decisions as well. But, for the most part, businesses are still waiting to see how much of an impact these tariffs are going to have on our prices. No one is telling me that they've been significantly impacted yet, but everybody is waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Small business. Gene has a report that private equity firms, those are the people with trillions, are investing in small businesses in 2024. To what end, Gene? Because they're chasing yield, I understand. Is that where
they
it
are?
Is?
Yeah. I when I go to these associations, and I like to I like to make fun of them that are, you know, the most world's most boring associations, you know, but they're very attractive to some, attractive to me because I love talking to these guys and they're all business owners. But private equity firms have been spending quite a lot. Their investments actually themselves continue to rise every year. Back in 2024, there was like $738 billion in deals, apparently, that were being done by private equity firms. And you know what they're looking for, John? They want to buy companies that won't be replaced by AI. That's what they're looking at. So when I speak to groups that are like in the construction industry, trades, electricians, people running plumbing companies, HVAC companies, drywall companies, private equity firms are scooping up these companies. They're also going out to business owners that run businesses that do roofs, that sell overhead doors, that provide paving and services. These are all businesses that AI is just not going to replace. There's always going to be a need for this stuff. And until we, you know, are able to train robots to get most of these work done, which that's a long way off, a lot of these private equity firms are zipping right in there. And what they've realized is that if you buy an electrical, let's say a plumbing supply business, for argument's sake, so many of them, I mean, literally, John, thousands across the country of plumbing supply companies that are mom and pop owned or owned by small, you know, like individual people or just a few partners. Think about it, John. You go out and you buy those plumbing supply companies. First of all, people are always going to need plumbing supplies. That's a given. Number two is that these plumbing supply companies are they're buying from different manufacturers. Well, if you're a private equity firm and you scoop up a few dozen plumbing supply companies, now you've got economy of scale. So when you buy materials and parts and things that you need, you are able to get better deals from the manufacturers you are buying with because you're just a larger buyer. And also because you've got more cash flow behind your operations, you're able to pay more for benefits and attract more skilled workers or trained workers to get those skills as well. So that's where the action's been at, and that's where the action's going to continue to be at. A lot of businesses, as you know, business owners are getting older, and they really are. More than half of business owners in this country are over the age of 55. They're looking at succession plans. Some are handing them down to family members or employees, or you know, selling them independently. But a lot are selling out to private equity firms now. That's the big story in 2025, 2026, and I expect that to continue.
Milwaukee Business Wire. What does this mean, Gene? Reversing a three-month trend of softening consumer speed, there's a tick up in purchases in transactions at small business. Is this good news or is this aberration?
It is, and it's not that surprising. It's not like that much of a significance tick up, but it's provided every month by a company called Fiserv. Okay, and Fiserv is basically they're like a payments and financial technology firm, and they have data that is from many businesses. They say as many as 2 million small businesses, and these are all ones that are using basically point of sale transaction data. Point of sale transaction is companies that are using, these are retailers and restaurant firms. So they reported in July, their report just came out, just last week, that sales of among companies that use businesses that use point of sale transaction devices, retailers or restaurants, ticked up in July. They don't say it's because of so much consumer, spend. They just feel the average tickets are rising. So they're seeing more actual sales that came away. And for June, they're saying that, like, listen, although foot traffic didn't really increase that much, overall consumer spending did increase in June. Most consumers are spending on essential goods, not necessarily discretion goods. Restaurant spending dipped. That was part of the bad news here, which doesn't surprise me because everybody I talk to complains now when you go out to eat at a restaurant, just how expensive it's coming up. But these are all companies that, again, they use these point of sale devices, they're retailers, they're restaurants, service shops, and, they showed an increase in sales, and you can pick apart the numbers any way you want, but there was still an increase in sales. Everybody's waiting for this shoe to drop. We're heading into recession. Tariffs are going to kill everybody. And, again, as of the end of June, at least, things are still going okay for small businesses.
Cybersecurity. You have three recommendations to small businesses. It's never far from my thoughts about change your password, John. Change your password. What do you recommend, Gene?
Well, you know, I wrote this piece for the Chicago Daily Herald, and it was all about what people are doing to protect themselves for cybersecurity. And what I did is I spoke to, a bunch of cyber experts in the Chicago area to see what they thought. So let me give you three if you're running a business. OK, number one, the number one reason why your business falls prey to a hacker is because of you and your employees, because we're all running around and doing things too quickly. And we click on things that we shouldn't. We don't understand spoofing or phishing or spam emails very well. Get training, number one. Hire an IT firm. Get quarterly training for you and your employees. The second thing you should be doing is on all of your main accounts, all of your bank accounts, you need to have multi-factor authentication. For God's sake, you shouldn't be logging into any of your bank accounts, any account that has money, and that includes your business accounts, without it sending you a text message separately or requiring you to use an authenticator app, for example, on your phone to make sure that you have got a third party confirmation that you can get access to your account. So use multi-factor authentication. And finally, you need to make sure that you've got not only your IT controls in place, which an IT firm can make recommendations to you, but make sure you have cyber insurance, because if you miss anything or if you screw anything up, if you do get hacked or your data gets breached, having cyber insurance will protect you not only against liabilities from customers and others, but it can provide business interruption payments if you're down for a while because you're trying to recover from a cyber attack. So cyber insurance, multi-factor authentication, and getting training. Those are three things you should be doing if you're running a business this year to protect yourself. None of them are guaranteed, but it will definitely go a long way to minimize your risk.
Gene Marks, small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. When we come back, artificial intelligence of small business. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.